Thank you all very much for kindly taking part in this evening's program. I think maybe we should move up a little bit because more people may come from the back.
Mobiles, please, keep them in silence mode, please.
Yes, let's see those mobiles. All the mobiles can be silenced, please. We're reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text 24, I remember. Yes. Ya evam veti purusham.
Ya evam veti purusham.
Prakritim cha gunane saha.
Prakritim cha gunane saha.
Sarvata vartamano pi.
Sarvata vartamano pi.
Nasabhuyo vijayate.
Nasabhuyo vijayate.
Ya evam veti purusham. Prakritim cha gunane saha.
Prakritim cha gunane saha.
Sarvatha vartamano pi.
Sarvatha vartamano pi.
Nasabhuyo vijayate.
Nasabhuyo vijayate.
Anyone else?
Jayevam vetti purusham.
Jayevam vetti purusham.
Prakritim cha gunane saha.
Prakritim cha gunane saha.
Saha
with
Sarvata,
Sarvata,
in all ways,
in all ways,
Vartamanaha,
Vartamanaha,
being situated,
being situated,
api,
api,
in spite of,
in spite of,
na,
na,
never,
never,
saha,
saha,
he,
he,
puyaha,
puyaha,
again,
again,
abhijayate,
abhijayate,
takes his birth,
takes his birth.
One who understands this philosophy concerning material nature, the living entity, and the interaction of the modes of material nature is sure to attain liberation. He will not take birth here again, regardless of his present position. Purport. Clear understanding of material nature, the super soul, the individual soul, and their interrelation makes one eligible to become liberated and turn to the spiritual atmosphere without being forced to return to this material nature. This is the result of knowledge. The purpose of knowledge is to understand distinctly that the living entity has, by chance, fallen into this material existence. By his personal endeavor, in association with authorities, saintly persons, and the spiritual master, he has to understand his position and then revert to spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. By understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is explained by the personality of Godhead. Then it is certain that he will never come again into this material existence. He will be transferred into the spiritual world for a blissful eternal life of knowledge. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurmiditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Shapadamikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Rupam Shabrasatam Shahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sijivam Sadvaitam Sabhutam Pramijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamishra E Krishna Karuna Sintho Dina Panto Jagatvate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamchana Gopangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishna Panu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kulta Rupyascha Kripa Sinto Vyaye Vacha Pratita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashati Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you again. Again, mobiles in silent mode and no photography. Cameras in the pockets, no photography. It's distracting. Yaevam veti purusham prakritim chagunai saha sarvata vartamano vina sahuyo vijayate. This 13th chapter enables us to understand the Lord, the living entities, and material nature. In the beginning of the chapter, this has been presented as Kshetra and Kshetrajna, the field of activities, this body made of material nature, and the living entity, who's the knower of the field, and finally the supreme living entity, the personality of Godhead. Kshetrajnam chapi mam deti sarvakshetreshu prakriti. I know my field of activities, this one body, you know your field of activities, but none of us can claim I know everything that's going on in everyone's body. That's not possible. But the Lord is situated in the heart of every living being. He knows. So he's the Kshetrajna of all the different bodies. Srila Prabhupada used to give the example that there's the tenant who lives in a particular flat, and then there's the landlord who owns the entire building. So I may know my, this is beating back a little bit, I may know my one apartment, you may know your apartment, but the landlord knows all of the different apartments in all the different buildings. Very loud, isn't it? Yes, yes. Because too loud, you can turn it on again. And it's like being in an airport or something. Very loud. The Kshetra, do it again, yet touch again. Krishna says that to understand the field and the knower of the field is actually knowledge. People are so foolish that they equate the two. They think I'm this body. They identify themselves as Indian or American or white or black or young or old or thin or fat. They think I'm this body. They don't put it just in those terms, but that's their concept of life, that's their operating principle. They think in terms of these bodily designations. Well, this is pure ignorance. They're not even getting to the first point of knowledge. There's a difference between the body and the person within the body. They identify this one spot life as if it were everything. And they're busy planning for the future, but only the future of this one body. They don't think past that. That means that they're thinking quickly, please. They're thinking in ignorance. They're thinking in ignorance. So this is the first point of knowledge, that I'm not this body. I'm the soul within the body. It's a revolutionary concept for so many people. They just don't understand this simple thing, that the body is made of material nature, but that the soul is of a completely different nature. I guess we didn't hear it when we asked for the candles we placed in the pockets. Hello? Anybody else with a camera who feels like using it? Please keep the cameras in the pockets. They're very distracting. They're distracting for me, they're distracting for you also. You're focusing, but you're focusing with your eyes. That's not the point. the world is operating on ignorance, on the wrong platform. And the entire civilization is built on this wrong idea that the body is everything, that everything, that matter works on its own. So many misconceptions they have. But the first thing is, I'm not this body. I'm spirit, soul. But then the next trap comes, that I think that because I'm not this body, because I'm spirit, soul, therefore I'm supreme. I identify myself as the ultimate, as the absolute, as God. Or, because that sounds a little pretentious, instead I'll say there's no difference between God and ourselves. We're one with God, and God is not different from us. In so many ways, we'll miss this distinction. We'll make a distinction between body and soul, but we'll miss the distinction between the individual soul and the supreme soul. That's what Patru Prabhupada called the last snare of life. After getting free from the bodily concept of life, then I think that, well, I'm spirit, the home has me, and there's no distinction. Between spirit and spirit. God is spirit and I'm spirit, therefore I'm God. This is like, I'm American and Mr. Obama is American, therefore I'm President of the United States. This is foolishness. He may be American and I may also be American. So there's oneness on the platform of being American. But he's the chief American. And I'm one of the many subordinate Americans. I think that that I'm simply identical with the President of the United States is foolishness. So, this is real knowledge, to understand the soul, super soul, and distinct from both of them, this material body, which is conducted by the modes of material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya ahankara vibhutatma kartaham iti manyate. So much is being done, everything is being done by the modes of material nature, and still I think I'm doing it, I made it happen. This is another illusion. Things are happening according to nature's way, not simply according to my efforts or to speak of my powers. We're under the sway, under the control of material nature. There's nothing we can do materially to stop that. Riding on these machines made of material nature. And things will work in their own way, the way material nature is set up. According to my past pious or impious activities, I'll get a good or bad result. But good or bad, it's all bad. Because it's all in connection with this body. And this body is troublesome. The body is an impediment to clear thinking, clear understanding, clear knowledge. Or rather, identification with this body is the impediment. The Lord has said, Purusha Prakritis Tohi. Karanam Guna Sangasya Sadasad Yoni Janish. The living entity is situated in material nature, trying to enjoy and exploit the resources of nature. But the result is he becomes entangled. Karanam guna sangha asya. And because he's entangled, therefore he has to take birth again. Again. Karanam guna sangha asya sadasad yoni janish. So, if someone simply understands this philosophy, then sarvatha vartamanapi, even though he may be situated in this material body, even though he may be situated in this material world, he gets free. By understanding himself and the material world and the Supreme Lord and his relationship with the material world, but with the Lord and his non-relationship with the material world. By understanding these things, Nasabhuyo Vajayate, he doesn't have to come back again. Mamiti, he goes back to Godhead, back to Krishna. Iha yasya harer dasye, karmanam sabhiva, nikalash bhaktivas tasu, jiva mukta suchate. One is a liberated soul, even within this material body. How is that? Because even though superficially he may be connected to this body, his consciousness is absorbed in Krishna. But we should absorb our consciousness in Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Questions might we have tonight? Any questions? Yes.
We seem to understand that we are not a body, or we feel that maybe a little bit of understanding, but this attachment doesn't go. Then what is the stage of we in that? Not a perfect understanding or realizing it.
Yes, theoretically we understand that we're not this body. Then we have to act like we're not this body. We maintain attachments and so on. So how is it possible? By being engaged in spiritual activities. If we're to the extent that we're engaged in spiritual activities, we won't be engaged in material activities. To the extent that we're engaged in. Okay, please. To the extent that we're engaged in spiritual activities, we'll be too busy for Maya. When one is engaged in devotional service, one becomes joyful. One becomes enthusiastic, his natural spiritual enthusiasm revives. Do you have an arrangement for piping this into a separate place for the ladies, the children? That's a good arrangement. In some other engagement. Otherwise, if you're able to have a speaker someplace else, the ladies who want to hear the class and whose children don't. Is it getting too warm? Do you want the AC again? It's okay. So when we're engaged in spiritual activities, then we lose sight, we forget about our material activities. When we're really engaged, when we're absorbed in serving Krishna, then automatically we forget about serving Maya. If we're not engaged in the service of Krishna, then Maya will pull on us. You know, what about this? What you're forgetting about it. How do you expect to be happy without? What about this? What about that? So many anxieties, so many problems, so many. But when you engage in devotional service to Krishna, the problems melt. The problems are a result of our forgetting Krishna. When we forget Krishna, we'll always be in problems. And when we remember Krishna, the problems, what are those problems? So it's positive engagement. It's not simply trying to extract ourselves, but it's about being always engaged in the service of Krishna. Okay. Another question. Yes, there's a question there.
Krishna is the only Purusha, others are Prakriti. So, why Prakriti want to enjoy the Prakriti?
Krishna is the only Purusha, and the rest of us are all Prakriti. And material nature is also Prakriti. So why does Prakriti want to enjoy Prakriti? This is our perverted mentality. Because we're contaminated. Because we're contaminated by turning away from Krishna, vimukha chetasa. Therefore we're thinking, we're imagining what we can enjoy. Actually we're not going to enjoy. As you're indicating, Prakriti, enjoying Prakriti doesn't work. Purusha has to enjoy Prakriti. Therefore, Krishna is there as Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of God. He's the only real enjoyer. And when we give enjoyment to Krishna, then we'll also enjoy. Something else?
But by knowing this knowledge, it's a legal liberation.
Mm-hmm.
But can we go Krishna by knowing this only?
What's that?
Again. By knowing this knowledge, by knowing about Prakriti and Purusha and the relationship, say we will not take birth again.
Yes.
Now what kind of liberation will be? Can we go to Krishna?
What kind of what?
Liberation will be.
I still can't hear. What kind of liberation will that be? You become Krishna conscious, you go back to God. One who engages in the service of Krishna doesn't have to come back to this material world. He goes back to Krishna. Something else? Somebody's a running commentator over there. So, if there are no more questions, maybe I'll tell you a little bit about our African program. Please. before coming to the Gulf, I was in Africa, in Kenya, Uganda, Botswana, South Africa. And we've just launched a new division of our Bhaktivedanta Book Trust to focus on Africa. There are different divisions of the DBT, North American, Latin American, Northern European. But we didn't have a division specifically for focusing on Africa. And it's a continent. It's got huge numbers of people and lots to do there. The African book distribution was being looked after by the Indian PBT, but India is busy with India. They've got enough. So this, just now we've launched our African division. Especially the African division is going to be concerned with publishing books in African languages. Because Srila Prabhupada didn't want to, Prabhupada went to Africa, to Kenya, to South Africa. But his focus was that he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness to the Africans. It wasn't just that to open centers all over the world for preaching to NRIs. That was not Prabhupada's vision. His vision was that the local people also should become Krishna conscious, the local African people. So this DBT division will be, of course, pushing distribution of books in English, because so many people, Indian, African, whatever, speak English. But we also want to push distribution and publishing of books in local languages. The Swahili is there, Zulu is there, Xhosa is there, Yoruba is there, Luo is there, Hausa is there. There are about 2,000 languages in Africa. And of those, the Bible is published in about 300. So that gives us a target to shoot for. Already a few books have been published. Science of Self-Realization is available in Swahili. A couple of little small books, but not really very much. And in fact, the African people are very open and interested in reading our books. I was on one flight on Kenya Airways, and the flight attendant, I showed her our book. She said, "Oh, if it's about the afterlife, I'm interested." And one devotee commented that you won't find any African atheists. The African people practically all believe in God. They may not have much information about God, but they're not atheists. So there's a good platform, assuming you don't have to beat around the bush and in some way slip it in that this has to do with God. If it's about God, then they're interested. They're very much interested in understanding God and understanding spiritual topics. There's a good receptivity there. So Krishna sent us one devotee who's a native Swahili speaker, and translate his occupation was translation and overseeing translation for academic and commercial publishers. So he's right in the middle of the translation department. And we're getting various devotees who have the ability, who are educated and have the ability to translate into these various languages. In the eastern part of India, there are also many Indian people, and they're helping us by contributing to publish the books so that they'll be affordable for the target audience. You know the biggest languages, apart from English and Africa? Biggest language in Africa, who knows?
Zulu?
Arabic. Number two language in Africa is Arabic. So that also we want to give attention to. We have Bhagavad Gita as it is in Arabic. We want more books in Arabic. And of course the challenge is distribution. But I think there'll be good opportunities. My assistant who's been traveling with me on his way back to Europe stopped in Cairo. He had some contact information from some of the Indian people who were living in Cairo, and one contact of a young Arab man who, by Krishna's arrangement, had come to Mayapur. Our Bhakti Srimatamana Maharaj was involved in an interreligious group, and that group held a meeting last year, 2 years back, in Mayapur, inviting delegates from all over the world. And this young man was one of the delegates. So he was very charged up, very enthusiastic about Mayapur, about Hare Krishna. He got very good taste. And when he heard that some devotee was coming, and he was very enthusiastic, please come, my friends want to meet you, and so on. So I haven't gotten the full report, but I've seen pictures of these. They held programs, two sets of programs, some for the Indian people, some for the Arab people. Then the Arab people, can we come to the other program also? There's Bhagavad Gita class, can we come? All right. So they were very enthusiastic, and I've seen the pictures, how they've purchased our books, and they have big smiles, and they're appreciating Prabhupada's books. So the Krishna consciousness is attractive regardless of what part of the world we're in, what background. Krishna is all attractive. Ninja Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhikavara. Krishna consciousness is there in dormant in the heart of every living being. And Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta. Simply by hearing, chanting, by the process of Krishna consciousness, this eternal nature of devotional service to Krishna is revived. So we are very hopeful that there will be a lot of movement now, a lot of forward movement. And also, of course, when we publish books, that it sort of moves everything else along. Now, if we're publishing books in local languages, the devotees have to preach to the local people. And they're actually eager to do that. They're now, in places like Kenya and South Africa, Krishna consciousness movement is very well established among the Indian community. And now the devotees are thinking, well, all right, you know, we've done that, but we have to do this. We have to preach to the local people. And there's been good success. Some young, nice African people have joined in Kenya and South Africa. And they're taking responsibility also for preaching and other activities. So we're very hopeful about spreading Krishna consciousness in Africa. We have more countries also where there aren't devotees, where we have to open things up. In different places, there are different challenges. But all things considered, we're very hopeful that throughout Africa, Pritikitiyam Deyache, tathā chaitanya prakāyikamā sarvātra-purusham. Vaidevānā, chaitanya mahāprabhu's sankirtan movement, they go everywhere. Okay, are there any other questions? Yes?
Maharaj, when you print the books in Arabic, for example, Bhagavad Gita, do you do only the translation or do you do the purport also in Arabic?
I can't hear you.
When you print the books in Arabic, Maharaj, for African population, will you give only the translation or you will give the purport also?
No, why only translation? Purport.
Because somebody told me that Arabic Bhagavad Gita only having translation, no purports.
I haven't seen. I don't think that's so. I think Arabic, I'm not sure. We haven't focused yet on Arabic, but when we publish it, we'll publish everything.
And we have a problem, Maharaj, in this part of the world. We do want to distribute books, but we are finding it difficult to get it through to the customs. We want
that
to give it a...
That is a problem.
Is there a way you could give a thought to say if we can print it locally here?
Yeah, if you can print locally here, that's possible. English books, you mean?
English, other languages of India?
Yeah, it can be done with the permission of the BBT. Why not? The goal is to have the books. So if you can't bring them in, if you can grow them locally.
We need your guidance and help, Maharaj.
Yeah, see me, I'll tell you who to get in touch with. We print all over the world. Well, you either have to take permission or do it without permission. Anyway, you have to take permission. In China even, we're publishing our books legitimately. In China, is some Srimad Bhagavatam is being printed with the permission of the Chinese government. The first book published, I believe, was The Hidden Glory of India, which was also published with the blessings of the Chinese government. And more books are being published. Even though the government is communist, they're approving our books, works of culture and philosophy being approved. Somehow or other, our books have to spread. Anything else?
Is Krishna's Maharaj ki?
There's a question here. If Krishna is pure, why do we need to do his Abhishekam? That's for us, not for him. He's pure already. But we're doing the Abhishekam for our purification. Krishna doesn't need to be purified. He's already pure. But by bathing Krishna, you purify your heart. That's how it works. Okay?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj will be taking class tomorrow 7 o'clock in the morning. Those who have free tomorrow holidays, they can come and attend the class. And also Maharaj will take the class in the evening at 8 o'clock here in ISKCON, Bahrain. Now the devotees can come and take blessings from Maharaj. Before that,